Hello everyone, and welcome to my presentation. My name is Hamza Dukwaichi and I'm a PhD student at Iowa State University. I'm really glad I have a chance to share one of my projects with you. Today I'm going to talk about how did we determine the effect of biochar on soil physical properties using inverse modeling. So as you may know, biochar is a porous and low density carbon-rich material, which is one of the products of the process called pyrolysis. Biochars usually tend to have high pH, high surface area, small particle sizes, high CC, and low bulk density. And specifically, high surface area, small particle size, and low bulk density can help the coarse texture soils with increasing their water holding capacity. Given all these claimed properties, there are so many researchers out there recommending biochar as a powerful soil amendment. And the fact that its application may lead into increase in yield when the soil properties are the limiting factor. But most of our knowledge about biochar nowadays comes from lab and incubation studies. And it's a really good start, but as you may know, our ability to inference in these kind of studies is very limited. We had access to the data collected from the unique long-term field experiment on biochar effect. That's why we decided to use the data and evaluate the claim of potential change in soil physical properties due to biochar application using inverse modeling. So first, let's take a look at the observed data. This is the beautiful site of Iowa and where the study area is located. And in this study, we had 2 years of continuous corn of the biochar and no biochar treatment. And we measured soil moisture, soil temperature, effective CEC at every 15 minutes at 4 different depths. In this study, I'll be using the soil moisture at 10 centimeter depth. In case you're wondering how the soil moisture looks like, there is a general trend of biochar treatment, the darker one, having higher soil water content compared to the no biochar treatment. But how does it translate to different soil properties? That's what we're going to answer in next few slides. I'll be trying to tweak the input parameters of the APSI model in a way that it could reproduce the soil moisture, and I'll expect to see the effects of biochar as a difference between the soil-optimized soil properties of these two treatments. As I said, I'm going to use the APSI model. APSI model is one of the most widely used process-oriented crop models which can account for soil, crop, weather, and management. But we needed to first know what parameters we need to optimize. We started then with a sensitivity analysis, then we optimized those parameters, and then we tried to make sure that we did a good job in optimization. Sensitivity analysis is basically the study of partitioning the uncertainty of the output between different inputs. So this is a schematic diagram of how we did the sensitivity analysis in this study. Imagine we have three parameters of A, B, and C. We take a random sample from the distribution of these parameters, we feed that to the APSI model, we get an output, and then we iterate this process for a large number of times, and then we analyze the outputs. Specifically, we use global sensitivity analysis, 12,000 simulations of 26 different soil physical properties, and we estimated a total sensitivity index for all those properties. This is how we set up the APSI model, 2 years of continuous corn, and in the left you can see the top four soil layers. As you expected, the drainage upper limit, or the field capacity of the second layer, was the most sensitive parameter, and it was followed by saturated hydraulic conductivity, field capacity of first layer, and so on. These are the first top most sensitive parameters that we chose to optimize. DUL, or drainage upper limit, which is equivalent to field capacity for the second layer, drainage upper limit of the first layer, saturated hydraulic conductivity, lower limit or permanent wilting point, saturated water content of the first layer, KL is the capacity for water uptake, and MOXPAN is the capacity for soil to absorb water on its surface. Optimization. For the optimization, we decided to use a Bayesian approach. Bayesian mindset, or Bayesian inference, is a statistical way of thinking which is very similar to we as a human think. So we have a prior information about something, we go out, we take a measurement or we find evidence, and then we update our prior information using that evidence, and it's called posterior. In this context, we have the prior distribution, which is equivalent to prior information, and the link between the data and the model is the likelihood, and the updated version, or the optimized version of the parameter, is the posterior distribution. Specifically, we use Metropolis-Hastings algorithm, which builds the MCMC, or Markov chain Monte Carlo. This is the schematic diagram of how it works, how we designed it to work. So we propose a move from initial value or previous accepted sample based on a proposal, a distribution called proposal distribution. And when you feed that sample to the AFSIN model, AFSIN would generate a soil water content, and then we compare the observed soil moisture with the simulated soil moisture based on Bayes' rule, which uses the prior information and the likelihood. And then we keep sample if they match up, or we throw that out if they don't match up. And we iterate this process for a large number of times, and it guarantees to find the posterior distribution. Using the posterior distribution, we're able to reconstruct the soil moisture simulated using those soil properties. As you can see, and the simulated soil moisture, the gray bound shows the uncertainty in the simulated soil moisture as well as the properties. As you can see, the observed soil water content for most of the time for both treatments falls within the band of uncertainty. In this slide, I'll show the effect of biochar as a change compared to the no biochar treatment. In the y-axis, I have different soil parameters, and in the x-axis, I have the I have the change compared to the no biochar treatment. Permanent wilting point or low limit, almost no change compared to its variability. And we found almost 30% increase in field capacity of top 15 centimeters. There is a slight increase in saturated water content of the first layer, and almost 40% increase in capacity for water uptake in the second layer. And there was almost no change to a slight increase in saturated hydraulic conductivity as well as mock span. I have three points to make as my conclusions. First of all, we confirmed the previous findings of increase in water holding capacity of the amended soil, which can bring lots of obvious agronomic and environmental benefits. Second of all, Bayesian approach shows its potential by successfully reflecting the expected effect of biochar and soil properties. And lastly, these type of modeling exercises would enable us to expand our knowledge beyond the lab and incubation studies. And as a future work, we're planning to evaluate and or optimize the recently developed biochar module for the AFSIN framework. So the question is, if I made any measurements, soil property measurements,
cation exchange capacities.
We have cation exchange capacities for this study, but I didn't have any use for that. For determining the, we were trying to find the effect of biochar on soil physical properties or hydrological properties. And I can't see any point using cation exchange capacity for that.
So it did not reveal the overall effect of
Oh, so, yeah, I get the point. I didn't investigate the observed data, and I don't really know if cation exchange capacity was affected by biochar or not. I'm sorry, I guess you need to repeat.
We have several reports of heavy metal using biochar.
Okay.
Yeah. So did you study that aspect of biochar, heavy metal collection in water?
So the question is if we studied any effect of heavy metals of biochar in our result. But I guess the feedstock for that was the biomass. So I'm assuming there wouldn't be any heavy metals, but it was not part of this study, and I didn't investigate that.
Were you able to at all see the impact on related to crop yields, or do any crop yields in relation within the atmosphere? Just thinking about whether what we're seeing with the increase in the soil moisture in soils with biochar, if it's translating into crop yields in the simulation.
So the question is how the yield actually is related to these the soil properties that we found. So the result of yield measurements are actually variable between different plots and different years. And we didn't specifically try to come up with a way, so we didn't want it to go to the yield because we knew the effect of biochar would be indirect effect. Biochar would affect the soil properties first, and if we can get the soil properties right at in the first stage, we would be able to get the yield right too. So we didn't investigate that, but we tried to first focus on soil properties first. Sure. Yep.
Was the response for your approach? Did you consider the interactions of all parameters?
Yep. So the question is
how all parameters change.
So the question is if we took the interaction between parameters into account, and yes, we did. So the method that you called is OAT or it's called local sensitivity analysis. You set your model in one nominal value, default value for the parameter, and then you change it by 5, 10, 15% up and down, and it doesn't allow you to get the interactions. But in global sensitivity analysis that we did, we change all the parameters at the same time, and we use a type of analysis of variance to understand the output and how the variation of the output would be partitioned between different sources of inputs. And it takes into account the interaction between parameters.